AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hurricane season starts officially a week from tomorrow, but there's already been one brief named storm, Anna, which became a tropical storm yesterday, then dissipated over the Atlantic. President Biden sets aside $1 billion to make sure FEMA is ready.
That's going to double the funding available from last year, and it's going to help communities, including those too often overlooked. And it's going to invest in resilience and better protect themselves to serve for other climate events we're going to be facing.
Family members of black men killed by police in a panel discussion in Minneapolis, where George Floyd died a year ago, asked people to join them in pursuing legal changes they say can make similar deaths less likely in the future. Family members of Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin, Dante Wright, and other black men slain by police gathered for a discussion about policing in the U.S. and their frequency of fatal encounters with law enforcement. They're calling on legislatures to pass laws to hold police accountable. An activist Catholic priest has been reinstated to his parish in Chicago after an investigation into allegations of sexual abuse were made against him.
The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago announced Monday a nationally known activist priest is being reinstated as the leader of his parish after an investigation found insufficient reason to suspect he sexually abused children. Three accusers, two brothers now in their 60s and a 59-year-old man, had come forward saying the Reverend Michael Flager sexually abused them decades ago. Monday, outside St. Sabina Church, Flager said,
"I am innocent of those charges and accusations."
During the more than 4 months he was under investigation, Flager, who is white, had strong support from leaders and parishioners at St. Sabina, which serves the largely black and low-income Auburn Gresham neighborhood on Chicago's south side. An attorney for the accusers said his clients were disheartened. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. The Texas legislature is sending a bill on to Governor Greg Abbott that will allow people to carry a handgun without a permit, background check, or training. Michael Cargill owns Central Texas Gunworks, where he trains people
how to shoot, know how to hold, all that stuff. You know, you could be a danger to yourself or someone else if you don't learn proficiency, if you're not proficient with that firearm.
Fort Bend County Sheriff Eric Fagan says open carry threatens both his deputies and civilians.
If you're in there with a gun, even though you're a good guy, I don't know that. All I know is you're a person with a gun. We're going to take you down.
The National Rifle Association and other supporters say it will allow people to better defend themselves in public while abolishing unnecessary impediments to the constitutional right to bear arms. Once signed into law, Texas will join nearly half of the other states that allow some form of unregulated carry of a handgun. It will also, by far, be the most populous. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.